Hey guys, how's it going? It's Olivia Cervantes here. I hope you're having a fantastic day out there in the valley. Welcome to kpcradio.com. It is Tuesday, April 26, 2016, and it is approximately 3:14. And I'm Olivia Cervantes, the host of your show, Hungry to Win, where we stay motivated, tough, and never give up. Today, we're going to switch it up a little bit. I know you guys have heard my show, and it's based on athletes and all the challenges and the successes that they have gone through throughout being a part of Pierce College, an athlete here, or other sources that are professionals. So we're just going to switch it up a little bit, kind of still having the same concept as far as drive and hard work goes. But today, I have a couple guests with me today. They are Bijan Nazir Sheikh, and he is the CEO of NB International, and he is also here with his partner, Amir Sani Jafari, and they're partnered up, and we're just going to talk about what they do on a day-to-day basis with their business. So welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
For sure, definitely. It's really exciting to have y'all on my show today, and I'm really, really excited just to find out a little bit more about y'all. So let's go and start with some questions about your background and where do you come from? Bijan, if you want to go ahead and start off.
Well, I came from a business background. My dad was always having his own businesses, working, going up and down, because through financial situations. So I've seen him always dealing with that and trying to become the best at what he does and always growing. So that empowered me to do the same.
Mm-hmm. As an entrepreneur?
Yes.
Perfect. How about you,
Amir? I came from almost the same background, raised with a single mom, learned how to become a man fast, get into business. My mom also was in real estate and construction. And I was born and raised in Los Angeles, right here in the valley. And just, you know, grew up fast, but experienced a lot. And fortunately able to pass it on to, you know, our future generation.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. As far as after high school went for you guys, were you planning on going to college, or was it something more as far as like becoming an entrepreneur, was it more like you wanted to start on hands-on experience first, or what were your plans after high school, Bijan?
Well, actually, I dropped out of high school. Mm-hmm. I went to independent studies, got my diploma early, and I didn't take any college courses. I knew I was going to college. I actually just took licensing tests to get the licenses I needed to do the businesses I currently run right now. So I knew from day one that school wasn't the type of thing for me, but I still needed an education, but I wasn't going to go through the school route.
That's good.
And myself, I went to El Camino High School. I graduated in 2010. After high school, I took one semester of college, and I decided that it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it couldn't provide the financial freedom and security and stability my family needed at the time. So I had to look for something faster and more complex where I could take my family to the next level.
So I can only imagine how fast growing up for you was, just because I know that you wanted to pursue things in a faster pace. As far as being at a young age, when that was going through your mind, did you have to kind of drop some people in your life, or as far as like, you know, friendships goes, or how did that affect you if that happened, Bijan?
Well, actually, we had to drop a lot of people. We actually grew up together, but besides that, we had to drop a lot of people. I personally had to drop a lot of people in my life because they weren't in the same mindset, and all they were doing is bringing me down, because they didn't have the same mentality and drive as me. So me implementing the strategies and plans that I wanted to commit to, it wasn't really, they didn't understand. So they weren't at that level yet mentally to get it as much as I wanted to them to be. So I had to, it was either them or me. So I picked myself.
Mm. How about for you, Amir?
I have great friends, but I decided that sometimes friends, they're not going to get you where you need to go. So you have to sacrifice not only friends, but time away from family and great friends to achieve your goals, because you have to spend that extra time to really have that moment with yourself and really focus on what you need to do instead of being worried about, you know, the parties going on the weekends or, you know, Coachella music festivals and stuff like that. And it's all great, but we have a certain level of responsibility, and we just had to sacrifice those times.
Mm-hmm. As far as you guys working together as a team, for the companies that you regulate, what do you focus on for each company? What do you try to improve on?
Well, I can start by saying I want to improve always on building that bridge between myself and the community and giving back. In every business that we run, we focus on the most important thing, which is the foundation of our business, and making sure that it runs deep so that we can grow from there and continue to grow with that strong foundation. So in all of our businesses, that's what we mainly focus on, because even the World Trade Center was built 30 feet, 40 feet, even almost a mile deep before they can build, you know, a mile up.
Yeah. What is your position intel? Like, what do you perceive yourself to be as far as the position in your company, in the companies that you, you know, deal with? What's your position? Bijan, yeah.
Well, basically, we have different companies, and all of them give back to the community. With America Foreclosure Relief, we run programs that help homeowners stay in their homes or get the money in their pocket so that, or like stay in their home longer before they get foreclosed on. We do our best to help homeowners, and with the solar company me and Amir have, we help give back to the community, save energy, help homeowners get, you know, in nice tax credits, incentives, you know, just giving back. That's the main thing. The most powerful person is not the one who could benefit himself, but one who could benefit his another person while benefiting himself.
So what are some struggles that you have been through as far as the American Foreclosure Relief or challenges?
Well, with American Foreclosure Relief, we've been through a lot of struggles. Each client that we deal with is totally different. They might be in a different situation, have different credit score, different income. And basically what we do is we have our legal team and all of our state certified reps come in and really pay attention to the client and make sure they're secured and managed properly to either get the proper assistance they need or get the proper process so that to avoid foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the solar energy company goes that you guys are working on, how about some challenges within that and also maybe some struggles as well, Amir?
Definitely in both, just in the American Foreclosure Relief, that's a challenge in itself, and also solar with Smart Energy Group. The biggest struggle was finding that right program for people, finding the right quality for people. Instead of just working on mass production and giving less quality, you know, product, giving something that's long lasting where someone can trust in our in what we provide them, you know, for the future. As far as the struggles go, we struggled a lot. We started building it ourselves. We started marketing ourselves. We went through about a year to a year and a half of struggle where we didn't earn the profits that we needed at the time. But through our belief and through our trust in each other, we decided that, you know, it's not an option to fail. So we have to stick through it and build. And, you know, it's all about, you know, making mistakes, but learning from them and building a system where everyone can prosper and grow from.
Mm-hmm. So the people who work for you as far as the solar company goes, how's that process go? What do they have to do to get in the position as far as like this in the solar energy company?
To have a position with our company, we require a few things. We don't require a degree. We require a basic knowledge and understanding and care mostly for the people. Mm-hmm. We want people who care about us. We want people who care about others. But we're also looking for people who are looking for us as well. Mm-hmm. And people who don't have much experience in marketing, we take them and we show them the ropes, and you know, we help them become successful in our business. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, just drive, ambition, and professionalism. That's the most important thing to us.
How do you think the different resources and diversities can help build your company, Bijan?
Well, basically, we deal with a lot of different type of people. The more diverse the person is, the more type of resources they can tap into, allows us to expand more because they can communicate with different groups and help them understand in a different way, because not everybody will get it with the same person. That's why they have different businesses and different people working under those companies to get that reach to everybody. But you can't just do that reach with one person. You need to be diversified, and that's in your people.
So with all the things that you've done as far as building companies and working towards, you know, being successful towards those companies, what's your motivation? Like, who do you look up to? Amir?
I definitely look up to my mother. She's my hero. She's taught me how to stay strong. Most importantly, stay positive, because we have all types of negativity in the world we live in. We have all type of good. We also have all type of bad things going on. But most importantly, just putting our head down. She taught me to keep my head down and just stay focused and go forward. Mm-hmm. Which has helped me the most. There's a lot of distractions, you know, in life. You just have to put your head down sometimes and just go forward and just do it.
Awesome. Bijan?
For me, it's my father. Seeing him build himself after his divorces, like time and time again, from having maids in the homes to living at my grandma's house using food stamps, to him owning his companies again and teaching me that same type of like stress, and all, seeing him go through all those things gave me that drive. He taught me how to deal with my stress, deal with everything, and project it in a way where it would benefit me rather than to do something that would just damage my life or waste my time.
That's awesome. So with that being said, also, what do you look into doing as far as the future goes? What are your plans on specific things, and as far as like running the certain things that you guys are doing as entrepreneurs?
Well, we have a few different plans, actually. We have a charity under our family, actually, and me and Amir are going to be launching our charity pretty soon. As well, Synergy Foundation Partners is our family charity and company charity that we deal with. So basically what we try to do is give back to the community. We try to get people off the street, get them connected to a job somewhere. We have operations in downtown. We have our two facilities that they can work at. Our two facilities are basically like centers where they do refurbishing, or they put little things together for manufacturing, attach them to make them like new, mm-hmm. etc.
Okay, awesome. So right now I know that you're focused on the American Foreclosure Relief and also the solar energy company. With that being said, what are your first couple steps that you want to solemnly improve on? I know that we talked about challenges and struggles, but I just want to know, I know these are like the main things that you're focusing on at this moment in this time. So I just want to know, what are those focuses, main focuses that you just want to kind of take and actually make it improve in certain areas? Or
I would say the most important thing would be building the urgency. Mm-hmm. Building the urgency so people can be aware to take the step to changing their lives or their situation, and making an informed decision when the time comes. Mm-hmm. And the second most important thing is just giving back. Yeah. Is, you know, it's not about, people don't care about what you know. They just want to know that you care. You know, so we really care about giving back, and we want people to grow around us, and we also want to grow. But that's the most important thing, is giving back and having that bridge between us and the people.
Mm-hmm. Bijan, anything to say about that?
Yeah. with America Foreclosure Relief, basically we want homeowners to understand their rights. We want them to understand what they can and can't do, how they're being taken advantage of, what the rates are, what their rates are supposed to be. We want to make sure everyone's knowledgeable on this, so that when they're dealing with the situation, they don't become delinquent or they're not paying too high of a rate, and they're really safe, because at the end of the day, most people in their homes have families. Mm-hmm. And when you have your family on the line, you don't want to risk that.
So I'm also interested to know about the solar energy. So what do you think are the most effective, well, to have, say that I was interested in having that in my home, how do you think that that is different from just a regular electrical company rather than being a part of a solar energy company for your home?
Well, yeah, the most important thing to us as far as helping homeowners with the power company as to solar is we're burning fossil fuels. We're very limited on resources. So as the demand increases, the prices also increase. With solar, it's renewable energy, where the sun provides us energy out of 8 hours in a day, and we're able to eliminate homeowners' electrical bills. And now they can receive rebates from the power company. At the end of 2016, the 30% tax credit the IRS is giving will be ending. So that's why we've been focused on expanding and helping people get that tax credit, so it could either make their payments lower or they could pay off their system within 4 to 7 years. And we mainly focus on providing all American-made panels with 30-year production warranties. So, you know, homeowners are safe. But most importantly is saving the environment also. Our main goal is to reduce carbon footprint back to the 1991 levels, you know, and it's going to help. It's going to help a lot. Even also, every solar system takes about 100 automobiles out of the street as far as pollution goes.
How has the success been with that so far, as far as selling solar energy? Has it been a good effect on people, or have you heard bad effects? Or what's
only good. Only yeah. good. As far as helping the community, we do about 100 to 30 installations per month. Mm-hmm. As far as success in the business, in the past 2 years, we've done over $28 million in revenue. We're focused on growing more and helping not only homeowners, but we also do commercial, mm-hmm. where we understand that there's been a law passed that if you don't have renewable energy by 2020, there's penalties and fines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just helping these commercial buildings like Target and Best Buy and these big corporations, mm-hmm. you know, it's great to be able to have that impact, not only, you know, for the businesses where they can save, but on the environment where we can help save, you know, the environment as well.
Bijan, anything you want to comment on that?
Yeah, by moving to commercial, we're benefiting the environment at a much larger scale. Rather than just benefiting each home, now we're benefiting the shops that they go into, to hopefully the malls that they walk into, to hopefully basically everywhere that you go. You yeah. know, this down to even that the schools have solar panels to keep shade for the cars now. They don't have the garages even, like, everywhere you go, office structures are having them, apartment complexes. We're initiating a different type of movement over here. Mm-hmm. So we just about that energy, giving back and receiving in the same way.
I feel like the solar energy is a really good route to go. Pierce College actually has that on their parking lot structures in the art department. I'm pretty sure there are other areas as well, but it's there. And I feel like it'd be so, it's just so effective, and it actually works. So do you guys have like a hub or a place that you keep all of the device at?
Yes. We have a warehouse in Glendale, in downtown Los Angeles. We purchase about 4,000 to 5,000 panels at a time. So the, you know, price is lower for not only the homeowners or the commercial mm-hmm. properties, and it's just more competitive. So we actually, that's what we focus on, is being competitive, mm-hmm. Having the best program as far as paying it off, where it's a zero down program and you just redirect your electrical bill, and it'll be equal to or less than what you're currently spending. So you're guaranteed savings. But as far as commercial, we purchase thousands of panels, and we're an authorized dealer with this American-made manufacturer, mm-hmm. Solar World. And you know, we just want to, you know, do it all in volume. We focus only on quality work, mm-hmm. so we're able to, you know, get a benefit through working through volume.
That's really good. Do you, for the solar energy, do you have your workers go door to door, or how do they usually sell it over the phone?
Usually the workers go in door to door and over the phone, mm-hmm. depending on how the client comes to us.
Okay.
If our client is coming through us via referral, then they're passed over by the phone. If they're coming in through a lead gen source, we get them in by the phone as well.
Okay. Just different ways. As far as ground marketing with little to no experience, we start representatives at the homes, at residential homes. As far as growing with our company, we have representatives who are only focused on business to business, only commercial. And they work with, you know, the corporations, and we receive referrals through Target and Best Buy and, you know, those big companies. So they really go straight to the board of directors and, you know, build a value, and then we go from there.
That's really amazing. It's been such a great time to hear your experience and everything that you're focused on, and I really, really appreciate you guys coming out today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Of course. Well, this is Olivia Cervantes with KPCRadio.com, where we stay motivated, tough, and never give up on Hungry to Win. Y'all have a great rest of your day today. Remember, just always keep your head up and push through, and you can definitely do anything that you want in your life. As long as you keep a positive mindset and you just keep on moving forward, just like Bijan and Amir. So, just want to wish you guys a happy day, and I'll see y'all next time on KPCRadio.com.
Thank you.